Proverbs 3:6 says, "In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths." Of course, that's building upon trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. We've gone through the last couple of devotionals. It's really very simple. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. But it begs the question, if it's so simple, why is it so hard for so many to do? To acknowledge him in all thy ways. Those who are married can relate to it by comparing it to their marriage. I never take off my wedding ring, barring some health reason like a broken finger or a horrible rash or something. And so at all times, anybody can look and see. Now, some people say, "Oh, that's a pagan," blah, blah, you know. Well, do whatever you want. You know, you can wear a t-shirt that says, "I'm married," whatever. I just think this is a lot simpler way of telling the world I'm spoken for. I refer to my wife openly. I don't ever have to think about it. Just if something comes up and there's a reference to my wife, I don't pretend that I'm single. I don't hesitate to declare that I'm married, and I don't go to clubs where the point normally is to pick up somebody, which is usually leads to other sin, fornication. I've seen so many marriages busted because, "Oh, I think I can go to a club and I'll be fine." You know, so she goes to the clubs or he goes to the bars and clubs, and some of them say, "I don't even drink," and they still end up, you know, it's bad news. Well, that same thing's true about our relationship with the Lord. I'm not ashamed to call myself a Christian. I'm not ashamed to openly identify myself as a Christian. If someone starts bad-mouthing Christians, I don't hide. I say, "Well, I'm a Christian," and then I explain our point of view. I'm not ashamed to carry my Bible with me. Now, I have a really big one because it's big print, so I use my phone on my Bible on my phone. There's been times where I've been looking at my phone, and someone will get crabby about it. "People are always looking at their phones." I said, "Well, I'm reading my Bible. I just can't carry a Bible with me all the time." And they're like, "Oh," you know. Then it goes from mad at me for reading my Bible to me being a freak. So, and I'm not afraid or ashamed to share the gospel openly. I don't pretend to be of the world system. That's what this really comes down to. Is in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct, it says, he shall direct thy paths. This only works if you're consistent. In all thy ways, all the time. When I got saved, one of my friends said, "How long are you going to keep this up?" I said, "The rest of my life." And I lost a friend. Last conversation I had with him. Another friend, last real conversation I had with him. He's like, "Well, I just don't think God expects us not to enjoy life. I mean, there's a time and place for this stuff." And I was like, "I enjoy it. I enjoy the Lord. I enjoy Christians. I enjoy church. I enjoy doing things with Christians. I enjoy not sinning." You know, that's as best I could explain it. So another guy says, "Oh, you talk about Jesus all the time. Jesus this and Jesus that." Well, what am I going to do? Apologize for that? Number one, don't be absurd or loony. And I wasn't. He was exaggerating. When I'd get the gas and talk about the price of gasoline, I didn't say, "Well, if Jesus had his way, we'd," I mean, you can be a little loony with it. But don't back down. Stick to your guns. Acknowledge him in all thy ways. And then we're promised, he shall direct thy paths. You know, he's never failed me. Now, when I don't acknowledge him, I don't seek his counsel, I don't trust his word, I don't stand for him, then I fail. It's not him failing. And I've taken a wrong turn here and there over 3 decades. But he never was the problem.